Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and today's conversation is all about help. I don't finish things. Oh, gosh. And so before we dive in, I'm just going to talk a little bit about me, a little bit about the show. To me, abundance is not only money, it's a joy of living. It's a feeling of connection to life and to possibility and contribution to other people and the planet and to yourself. And that is what this show is all about. And that includes family, and not only family. You know, a lot of times, as moms, in my own life at first, I'm guilty of this, and I've seen so many others do it, we kind of put other people first, right? Oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, and we cut out ourselves, right? We don't include ourselves in the equation. So when we include us, so it becomes a we, everything works better. And so that's really what this show is about. It's about seeing where we're functioning, about inviting different possibilities and expanding into more life, more possibility, more abundance. And I've been on the radio for several years now. I'm not good at time. Time for me is mostly like before my kids were born or after my kids were born or which kid was born. And so it's been some years now, and I've been a radio show host. And also I do classes online. So upcoming, I have a class on energy exercises for money, which are super fun, like meditations and activations and explorations. Super fun. I also travel the world. I'll be in London in June, in Colorado after that, in Vienna. Oops, London, Vienna, then Colorado, and also back in Hawaii where I live in August. So you can find all my online classes, all my in-person classes at meetkathywilliams.com. And Kathy has a K, so meetkathywilliams.com. And all the classes are at /upcoming. And if you head to the website, you can also give me ideas for shows. I love to hear from you. That way I don't have to come up with the show ideas. I let you do it. And also you can get a free money rain exercise and a create your life exercise, which I've heard from so many of you, like saying, I listen to this exercise every day, Kathy. I really love it. It's such a contribution to my life. So thank you for letting me know that. It really juices me to hear from you. So that is there at meetkathywilliams.com for free. All right. It's really fun because I've been facilitating two classes this morning already. One is a mastermind, which is like all of our favorite part of the day for those of us who are in it. And then one was another class. And things about getting stuff done kept emerging in during these two different environments. So that was fun because I was like, oh, it's so on point, right? The universe just delivers exactly what's relevant. And so a couple of the places we'll go to as we dive into this hour together is overthinking. right? One of the ways we stop ourselves from completing things is just too much on it, right? Too much thinking about it, too much making it significant, all of that. So we'll discuss that today. Also commitment, like where we've committed to somebody else, or said we're going to do it, and then it really feels off. Yeah, we told them we're going to do this. So we'll talk about that. And also, and this is huge for me, is the places and spaces of things that actually don't really want to be completed by you, or it's not going to be a huge contribution to your life if they are. So we'll take a look at that as well. So let's start there. I was thinking about this morning in relation to audiobooks. I'm a huge fan of Audible. Audible is this online place where you can download books from Amazon to your Audible app, and then those books are with you wherever you go. You can just download the books, and so I can read from my phone. I don't use an iPad, but my kids do. I can read from the iPad, or while I'm cooking or making lunches or whatever it is, I can listen to Audible from Alexa in the kitchen. You know, whether you love her or not. All right. So I listen to books, and I was looking at how many books I have in my Audible account, which is 20. And then I said, well, how many have I actually finished? Right? On the topic of finishing things, I've finished 3. And so I have nonfiction books mostly. And as I started to look at those books, it was like, okay, 3 of the books have been totally engrossing, totally amazing, totally like, yeah, I just want to listen to this book and continue this book. And then there are others that I like to have bits and pieces of, right? There's one about speed reading, which I have 25 minutes left on, and that one I like to listen to, but snippets at a time. Like I like to listen to 20 minutes at a time, something like that. There's another book called When the Past is Present. And I started to look at that book in relation to not finishing things. Because a lot of it in this book is about, you know, projection, where we're projecting, and that's not the word he uses for it, but and he reiterates a lot. And so I started to look at, like, do I really have to finish this book? Like, is that really a contribution to my life? And when I ask, we've talked about this on the show, if you've listened before, there's either a sense of expansion, which is a lightness, or that's true for you, or a contraction, like something feels off. And that could be in your chest area, that could be anywhere in your body or just kind of your energy field. And so as I looked at, does this book, like if I complete it, would it really be a contribution to my life? And I get like in the solar plexus a little knot. So to me, that's a no. And then I can start to look at, okay, which chapters are going to be a contribution? Like even when I ask that, like I see, oh, chapter 4. Okay, cool. Anything else? Chapter 8. So things pop in. And this is useful not only in terms of listening to Audible or audiobooks, also books on your shelf. Like anywhere you're making yourself wrong for not reading everything on the shelf, like is everything on the shelf really relevant to your life? Maybe you've bought something 13 years ago, and you're already beyond that, right? It actually wouldn't be a contribution to your life. It'd kind of be a waste of time. So you can start to play with, okay, cool. If I read this, I love these 2 questions from Access Consciousness. I use them on a day-to-day basis pretty much all day long because they help me kind of, again, get a sense of that expansion or contraction. So one is, if I read this, right, how is my life in 5 years? And if I don't, how is my life in 5 years? And in relation to the book, you could first ask, is any part of this worth reading for me? And if you get a no, then okay, bye-bye. Or maybe it belongs to someone else in your family and you can keep it. And then is now the time? Because I think in relation to finishing things, a lot of us make ourselves wrong when really we had an awareness that either it wasn't what we needed, it wasn't going to be a gift in our life, or it wasn't the time, or we already got whatever nuggets, whatever fruit we were going to get from that. Which is such a relief when you're like, oh, cool. I ate the good fruit from it. I don't need to try to cram the fruit down my throat anymore. And just because, I'm just relating this to books right now, just because something's been written doesn't mean that person knows more than you do. So would you be willing to tap into your knowing in regard to finishing things? Yeah. So how aware are you that you haven't been willing to acknowledge that if you would start to acknowledge it, would be a huge gift to your life and keep you from, you know, making yourself wrong so much? And you can use the access clearing statement, destroy and then create it all. Or you can just collapse all of those solidified judgments back to energy and everything that perpetuates those back to energy so you can have a different possibility. Yeah. Similarly, I'm kind of a course junkie. So I still have courses that I purchased when my told you time in my world is related to my kids, when my son was like 1 year old. So that would have been 9 years ago, that I haven't finished. So what I did, and you might find this useful, either for courses or for projects you have going or for books or articles you're writing or whatever it is, to take a piece of paper and list them all out. So I listed out the more than 20 courses I have that I haven't finished. And then I started to look at, are any of them popping? And kind of like when people have debt, I think this is the recommendation, they're told to like pay off the smallest one first so then they don't have that one. For me, it was super useful to be like, okay, which ones are popping to tap into now? And I have one about crafting words with your business. So that one really called to me. And then I had some of the smaller ones, the one-off, like one-hour, one-time thing called, because then I can cross it off. It's like done. So are those things that you would like to just cross off? Because sometimes it's what pops for you. Sometimes it's like, oh, this word thing with business is really calling to me right now. That sounds fun. That sounds interesting. And sometimes it's what would create the greatest is going to talk to you, but you're like, no, I don't want to do that. Right? No, there's some blog in the way. No, I get that that's going to be a lot of work. Okay. Well, in that case, who can you engage to either keep you on track or even do it for you, right? Like maybe some of my business courses that I have, it'd be better to give to my assistants to do because I know I'm never going to do WordPress. I know I'm not going to do like whatever it is. So I'm not the person who needs to be learning about lead pages. That would be people I'd pay. So So sometimes it's really the thing you bought is relevant to your life, but maybe it's not relevant for you to necessarily learn. You to have to put in the hours. Okay? So if you have everything listed out, you could say, is this for me to do? And if so, when? Is now the time? That way you're functioning from the question instead of the conclusion that, oh, I bought that and I didn't finish it and I've had it for 9 years, therefore I'm wrong. You can even look at the courses, and similarly to books, you may have gotten the fruit, the nuggets out of it already, or you may be stuck in chapter two or module two, and module two isn't really relevant, but you're trying to go through the course in order, and maybe order is not what's required for you. Maybe it's like, again, you ask, okay, which modules are going to contribute to my life? And you see, oh, it's module seven. And even though you didn't do modules 1 through 6, or maybe you didn't do modules 3 and 4 and 5, like number 7 is actually worth its weight in gold and worth the entire price you paid for the course. When you bought it, you knew there was something there for you, and it was in module 7. Right? So everywhere you've decided you have to do something linearly, maybe the things early on are just things to kind of skim, and then the juice is in 7 for you. You get to really play with the energy of, am I avoiding this because I know there's work involved, I know it's uncomfortable, it's not really juicy material, like it's kind of dry, or am I not doing that part because I actually know that that's not going to create greater possibilities for my life. All right. So in this part of the show, I've talked about books and courses. We're going to go into projects and obligations we've had to others, or we've made to others, and some other things as well. So thanks for being here with me on Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I really love hearing from you. So if you have questions or show topics or any of that, I love to hear from you. So head on over to meetkathywilliams.com, and there you can also find shows from last week and shows from months ago about all different topics. There is a radio page so where you can submit your ideas and also listen to the shows. Before we even go into our topic today, which is help, I don't finish things, which guilty. next week's topic is money, money, money. So feel free to send in your questions about that. Money is one of my talents and capacities. I'm really good with it, so I'd love to hear your questions. All right. So far we've talked about recognizing the parts of projects that you actually got the fruit of the project, or got the fruit of the book or the class, and you don't need to complete the whole thing, right? Or you're aware that the book or whatever it is a contribution to you, and you can ask questions about which part of it. Do I have to do the whole thing? Which parts? And let your awareness guide you. We've also talked about maybe something you've purchased is for someone else to read or to learn and not for you, right? So allowing your awareness of the expansion or the contractive quality to be the indicator, like your own inner GPS. So now we're going to move more into the area of commitment, where we said we'd do something and now it feels really off and we're not doing it and we haven't finished it and there's some resistance going on. And with awareness, it's super useful to ask the question, is this heavy? Like, does it really feel off, or is it just resistance? Because sometimes we have resistance when something's uncomfortable, right? We're expanding our universe. Something's getting a little bit like, wow, this is stretching me out of my comfort zone. It's heavy. It's, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. It feels off. Well, we get to ask, is that really a no? Is that really off, or is that just uncomfortable? You're growing. Because sometimes we'll allow that to limit us. Oh, yeah, it feels off to call that person, so I won't. When really, you know that calling that person is going to expand your life, but you're just a little scared to. So looking at those pieces of your project or those pieces of whatever, like maybe even you've got a book on your computer and or in a notebook and you're not doing it, you're not finishing it because it's like, oh, now it's the vulnerable part. Now there's the part where I'm talking about having the baby and my thoughts about that. Or here's the part about getting a bikini wax and I really don't want the world to know about that. Whatever it is. Okay. And looking at that uncomfortableness, and one of the things for me that I've found super useful is to imagine myself on the other side of that uncomfortableness, right? So a couple years ago, I was in Peru and we hiked to Machu Picchu, and it was physically hard, okay? It was not one of those things where like, oh, I'm having a lot of ease and fun. It was fun. It was one of those magical things that I'll always remember. And it was grueling, hard. Like, there were moments when I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I guess it's just one foot in front of the other. Like, what would it take to make this ease and bring ease to this? And that's a question you can ask. So in a situation like that, where it's like, grueling, hard, or like uncomfortable, what I find is imagining myself on the other side of it can be really useful. So let's say I'm hiking to Machu Picchu. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be at Machu Picchu. Like, this is where we're going. How cool is that? So there's that carrot waving in front of you, like, yeah, it's coming. Okay, one foot in front of the other. Gonna keep walking. Gonna keep going. And I'll get there. Okay, so imagining yourself on the other side of it. All right, like, oh, you know, right about this. This is uncomfortable. Okay, well, what will it feel like? Or what will the energy be like once I'm finally finished with this book? Or once I'm finally finished with this project? Tapping in to that energy and allowing that to be a motivating factor for you. Allowing it to sort of supercharge your creation. Yeah. And this includes when you've committed to somebody else. Yeah. Now, when it feels off, and it really does feel off, like, this just feels off to me. It's no longer a match to my life. Like, I had a client, and she had committed to helping with one of the reunions. Maybe it was a 50th reunion, something like that. And she's like, Kathy, when I committed to this, like, it was this role. And now they've glumped this on and this on and this on. And now it's much more than what I actually said I would do. So what do you do in that case? Right? You're not finishing the job because they've added like 3 times more to the job or 17 times more. Mm-hmm. Now what? She was like, I said I would do it. Well, yes, you said you would do this part. And so one of the diplomatic things that you can start to do is ask something to the effect of, you know, when I committed to doing this, when I said I would do this, I didn't realize the scope of this project. Who could we add to help me with this? Or I'm not really good at this piece. Or I'm not really good at this. I found that out. Whatever it is, like, would you be willing to be the screw up or be the person who is wrong? A lot of times we try to save face, and sometimes it's like, I am not actually good at this, right? Or this is something beyond my skill set. And who could we add? And that might be a question you're asking yourself, and it might be a question you're asking the people you committed to. I thought I would enjoy this. It turns out this is really hard for me. Can we add some people? I know I'm not my best. I know I'm not your best person for the job. I would really like to see it get done. And if you have your own business, that might be something you tell yourself, right? I know I'm not the best person to do the advertising for myself. I know I'm not the best person to do the flyers. Okay, well, who could I add? And maybe you think of the website Fiverr, where they have projects, you know, people who will do things for you starting at $5. So that's for everything from flyer design to website design to everything in between. People posting on Facebook, people creating lead pages for you, people doing all sorts of things, business cards, you name it. And so it's like, who or what could I add to expand this project right away? Who or what could I add to allow this project or book or business or whatever you're asking for to come to fruition, right? To fruit right away, or to fruit with total ease. And then maybe for you, it's useful to sit with a pen and paper and just brainstorm. I do this thing with clients. I've done it for years, for myself and with clients, called a brain dump. And what that is you ask a question like that. Who could I add? What could I add? And for 2 minutes, you write without censoring. So you write, I could add my uncle Mark. I have an amazing uncle who's great at graphic design. I could add him. I could add this person. I could add this person. I could add her. I could. And even if you think someone's too expensive or that's not realistic, you don't censor during these 2 minutes. Okay, so you just write everything. You write the ridiculous. You write the obvious. You write the insights. You write the ahas. You write all of it. If you're still writing after 2 minutes, you could add a couple more minutes. You don't have to limit this to two. Okay, but who or what could I add? And then you write and write and write and write all the any answer with no censoring, any awareness without censoring. And after that time is up, you look at it. Okay, why do you not censor? Well, here's the thing. Any idea, even the most ridiculous one, could lead you to something else that actually does work. Okay? Maybe you modify that ridiculous idea into something that works. Maybe that leads to, oh, well, that wouldn't work, but this one could. So you allow everything to bubble up and bubble forth without judging it, and then you take a look and see what occurs to you. And you might add 3 or 4 things. You might add 10 things. You might add a lot of things, right? Because somewhere under all that, like, this is hard, I don't know how to do it, whatever it is, there's awareness. And I've found that the brain dump exercise really helps us to tap into that awareness. And of course, if you have questions about this, you know, you can go to meetkathywilliams.com and submit them, and I'm happy to dive into those a little bit more. All right. Sometimes when you've committed to something, maybe your life has become much fuller in other areas and you can't actually follow through. In which case, everywhere you've made this commitment bigger than you are, and would you be willing to let that go and actually say, hey, listen, I know I told you I could do this, and it turns out all these things have come up in my life and it's actually really challenging for me to do this. I'm really sorry, right? I wish I could do it for you. Sometimes that's required. Even if you feel like you'll let somebody down, would you be willing to let people down? And I mean, sometimes maybe that might include trying to find someone else to do it. And sometimes it might just be like, gosh, I know I might let this person down, but what's possible beyond what I've decided? And what just occurred to me is a client I have, he's such a cool guy. He used to work for NASA, and he's 82. I think that's how old he is. Maybe he's 81. And he was working, anyway, and had to fire this woman. And he was like, oh no, I have to fire her. I don't like this. Da, da, da. So we worked with that a little bit in our session together. He's still doing amazing work in his 80s. And the next week, or in 2 weeks, I see them every 2 weeks. So when I came back and I said, how'd it go? He responded, she was thrilled to be fired. He said, she said to me, that gives me time to do my real estate business, which I'm so excited about doing. And he was just sort of astonished. You know, it worked out so much better than he could have imagined. So what if you giving up the project or the thing you committed to actually isn't the problem you've decided it is in your head? What are the infinite possibilities beyond that? You know, the universe has so much more available. Maybe they'll find someone better to do that project. I have a woman who works for me, lovely woman from Australia, and one day she said to me, Kathy, I don't actually like doing emails. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I gave the job to Jennifer, and Jennifer's happy to do it. So I'm super appreciative of that. Like, she's super efficient, and you know, it works out for all of us. And then this other woman gets to do the things that she'd like, you know, that work for her. So what contribution can you giving something up actually be to everyone involved? Yeah. When we've decided something's a problem, it keeps us from seeing more possibilities. What if it's not actually a problem at all? What if it's a possibility waiting to be explored? All right. So, and where you've committed to someone else, and, you know, you're not allowing it to be a contribution to you because you've decided it's for them and it's taking away from time for you or energy for you or energy for the projects you'd like. Would you be willing to let go of all of that conclusion? In my class just before this radio show, we were talking about how even the things we've decided are negative or frustrating or challenging can be a contribution. And all we have to do is ask, like, what is this allowing me to be, allowing me to know, allowing to receive, allowing me to be aware of that I wouldn't have been able to be or know or receive without it? In that way, everything can be a contribution to you and your life. And, you know, if you are, well, whether you've committed to something or not, like, what would it take to have ease with it? That's the other question I kept asking on the Machu Picchu hike. What would it take to have ease with this? And that's inviting that energy of ease into the project, into your life. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, And together, we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and today's topic is help. I don't finish things. So we've talked about the fact that not everything actually has to be finished, regardless of the way you may have grown up. And sometimes we even lose interest in something, right? I love Paulo Coelho, and there was one of his books that I was just like, meh. I don't love this, so I don't need to finish this. And it actually freed up so much energy, you know, and when we're willing to let things go, it does, because then we can add, you know, contribute our energy in the direction that really feeds us and really juices us. And who knows, maybe in 20 years, I'll be interested in that book and it'll be there. It'll pop, right? Sometimes it's sort of like, okay, I'm going to let this go. And then if it's meant to be in my life, or if it, whenever it is a contribution to me, it'll come back. And Carolyn Mace's book is kind of like that for me, that Anatomy of the Spirit, right? Like I read it and then I gave it away. And then, you know, at one point I was like, huh, I'd love to like look something up in there. And then someone gave it to me right then. So, that kind of thing does happen if you're willing to ask for it. One of the things that is another reason we don't finish things is we overthink them. We give a lot of significance to them, and I'll give you an example. Let's say, I'm making this up. So let's say there's a client you'd really like to have that you meet somewhere and you're like, oh, I'll follow up and text them or email or call them. And then you don't. And you don't. And you don't. And you don't. And like 3 months goes by and then you're like, oh, now I'd look really stupid, right? Or gosh, you know, this is just so hard for me. That's because you're overthinking it. It's because you're making it significant, unless it's your awareness that now is not the time. Sometimes we have that awareness. You can simply ask, is now the time? Okay. Sometimes, again, like we talked about earlier in the show, there's the stretching of our comfort zone, and so we kind of shy away from that. I don't really want to expand my comfort zone because it's uncomfortable. Yet, if you'd have someone else create that email and press send, or create that email and then you review it and they press send, it'd take like 5 minutes. Because that person doesn't have a lot of thinking on it. The first place this was really, really brought into my awareness was in working with Michael Neal, who's a Hay House author. And he actually ran my coach training at Super Coach Academy. And he had us in one workshop write down everything in the way of us creating something we wanted to create. So for me, my list included like, well, I have to set up autoresponders and emails, and I have to do this lead page stuff, and I have to, you know, talk with this person, and I have to make my kids lunches, and I have to do this and that. So like, write it all down. He gave us like 10 minutes to do that. And then he said, okay, you're A, you're B, A and B. So split off in A's and B's. And now A's, give your list to person B. So I gave my list to this woman who said, oh gosh, piece of cake. I know how to do auto response emails. I know how to do lead pages. And she did it. And within the course of an hour, she was done with, you know, the majority of that kind of thing on my list. She even asked, like, well, is there anything else? See, for me, that was stuff that, yeah, I could learn. I'm not super interested in. And I'm, you know, I had a lot more thinking about getting it done. And for her, it was just like, yeah, piece of cake. There were people in that class who got emails done and sent that hadn't taken place for like 3 years, right? Because they had so much thinking about it. And in fact, one guy was like, yeah, I'm going to say Melissa, not her real name, but Melissa took care of my list. And she took care of this really challenging email, including the hardest part, pressing send. So some of these activities aren't actually that hard. We're just not doing them because we're overthinking them. For me, I think that one of the things that, again, propels me forward is that, oh, once I'm on the other side of this, once this is off my plate, what's the sense I'm going to have? Oh, a sense of freedom, a sense of like, yes, I did it, a sense of all of these things. That for me is a motivating force. Okay. The other thing that's super useful for me is Mel Robbins and the 5-4-3-2-1 method, the 5-second rule, where you just go, okay, I know I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. 5-4-3-2-1, and then go for it, right? Like a rocket blasting off, just 5-4-3-2-1. I'm doing it. And for me, another tip that really works for me is to communicate something. I'm doing this today. Communicate to somebody that I'm doing this today because I have accountability. I can tell Jennifer, my assistant, okay, I'm doing this today. Please check in with me. Make sure I've done it. Because otherwise, I can be like, oh, squirrel, or oh, I really have to do this other thing. Yet when I have someone who's going to check in and be like, hey, how's that going? Creates results. So if you're one of those people, who can you tell? Could be a trusted friend, or maybe your friends are too nice. They're not going to hold you to it. Maybe it's someone you pay. It really doesn't matter. An additional motivating factor might be, we've discussed this on the show when Sophie was on before, she said something about committing $100. If I don't do this, $100 goes to this charity or $100 goes to this person. Maybe that's a motivating force for you. Maybe it's not. So finding in the past what's worked for me. Okay, would that work in this situation? Maybe so, maybe not. You get to play with that, right? And again, okay, is now the time? Who can I add? Who do I need to talk to propel this project forward? Am I the person to do it? Again, maybe Fiverr can be a contribution. Maybe it's your friend. Oh, gosh, I'm aware of this project, and I think this project's really for my friend. Okay, cool. Here it is. Maybe you don't yet have that missing piece of information. So what skills are required? What information is required? Where can I get that? Constantly asking questions. What would this project like to be? You know, when I was published in I'm Having It, which is a book you can find on Amazon, I felt like I could edit my chapter about moving to Hawaii and the steps of actualization and manifestation that I took, I felt that I could edit that chapter for 40 years and it might never be finished. So is trying to get it perfect your hang up? Right? I've got to craft this email just right so they give me the response I want. I've got to make sure this chapter is perfect before I get it out there. I've got to lose the 10 pounds before I make my YouTube videos. Whatever it is that really true? What if it weren't true? I love that question. What if that weren't true? What would that create? Because when you ask yourself, what if that weren't true? That kind of erases, like, all of your reasons and justifications for not doing it. What if it weren't true? You know, on YouTube, I did this webinar with Alan Jones called Stop Stopping You. And it's actually somewhat based on a book that I started. I started a book called Stop Stopping You. It's not ready yet. And you can find that video on YouTube. And in it, I also discuss 9 different things we use to stop ourselves. And if those are stopping you from finishing, you may like to take a look. Yeah, they go from lack of, right? Lack of time, lack of energy, lack of money, lack of skill, lack of information, lack of belief, like doubt or fear. And then there's fear. And then there's other people is one that people use a lot to limit them, like, oh, no, I can't because I have kids. Or, oh, no, my husband wouldn't like that. Or, oh, well, I remember interviewing one woman and she said, no, I really can't because my mom wouldn't like that. And I asked her, oh, do you live with your mom? And guess what she told me? She said, no, my mom died 10 years ago. I'm like, okay, wait, you can't, let me get this straight. You can't do this because your mom wouldn't let you, but your mom is dead? Interesting. So that video on YouTube dives into even more. In fact, I may have a class in the shop at Meet Kathy Williams that dives into it even more than that. The 9 areas we use to stop ourselves and some different ideas about that. And if money is one of those hang-ups you use to stop yourself from finishing things, like, oh, I need to hire a painter and I don't have the money, or, oh, I need an editor and I don't have the money. Tune into next week's show, which is all about money. All right. So I hope this was useful, and I hope that the questions, you know, we're asking here are useful for you. How is my life in 10 years if I choose this, and if I don't? Is this project for me to finish? Oh, if not, okay, who? If it is, okay, is now the time. All right, who would I have to talk to? Who else or what else could I add? There's the brain dump exercise. What would it create if I add people? You know, what would it create if I give this project to someone else? Yeah, all these different, and here's a question, would finishing this make my life better? Okay, cool. Is this heavy? Like it feels off? Okay, what questions can I ask if so? Or is this just resistance? Am I just stalling because this is making me expand beyond my comfort zone? Because there's can definitely be that. I'd love to hear from you guys, hear about how the show impacted you and what other questions you may have. You can always send them to meetkathywilliams.com. You can also get a free Create Your Life exercise there. And there are some fun things in the shop. And then this Tuesday, if you have points of view about aging that you'd like to let go of, I'm having a 75-minute class online about that because people constantly say, even yesterday, someone said, you look so young. And it's like, yeah, because I'm constantly letting go of my points of view about aging. If you didn't know how old you are, how old would you be? So there's that, and there's also energetic exercises for money starting next week. And you can find both of those at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And then if you'd like to play live in London in June, in 2 weeks, in Vienna, Colorado, or in Hawaii in August, we're having a Hawaii class. Check those out at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. I'd love to meet you in person. Thanks so much, everybody. And if you, I'm always here on Thursdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And if you can't wait till then, iTunes, SoundCloud, or the replays are all over at iom.fm. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Aloha.